mentioned a bridge, and it's called the Imi Nifri Bridge, and that's the bridge where both sides of the bridge represented two young lovers whose families kept them apart, but then when they met and shook hands, they turned to stone, and that's the Morocco's version of Romeo and Juliet. So basically, what our guide is saying is if we go down these steps on the left here, 230 steps, that's got the best view of the bridge, so it'd be really good. You can see the bridge from the other side as well, but he really recommends this side because it gives you really lovely views of the bridge. So we opt for going down these steps.
Yeah.
Okay, they seem pretty decent steps, but it's a bit of exercise, isn't it? And then we can go down and have a good view. It takes you into the gorge, and then we can come back up. You up for that?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And a 9-inch step down.
One.
All the different colors of olives, they come just from one tree. Okay? So normally there is like three different colors. There is like green, and red, or a little bit brown, to the black. So, and all these colors, normally they come just from one tree. We don't have different trees for each color. So, and just they need the time. They change from one color to another, and they need about like 1 month or 1 month and a half. So, at this moment, it's normally all they get the normal form of olives. So, this is the normal, and so it's all the trees normally, it's green. And just a few days, or there is the other trees, and depends of how they get the sun, if it's more sunny, so normally it's easier to change the color to the other. But if there is like olives in the shade, so they need more time. So normally from this color, they will start again to change the color to do red or a little bit brown, and another month to do a black color. So, and this area, it's very, very famous by, like, olives. So, because of the weather, it's a little bit warm, because we are here in the Middle Atlas, it's a little bit warm. And this kind of the trees, they adapt with, like, warm weather, warm areas. So, and normally, so people, you know, when, for example, it's like a right season, the harvest of the olives, it's normally they start in December and January. So in December, normally each family, so they wait for the responsible. There is like association or a cooperative, or there is like one person from the community. They organize for all the village, for the village, they organize for him everything. You don't have a permission to go and harvest your trees before that. This responsible, they give like a permission for everybody. We start in 1 day, and you will find all the families, they start to harvest their own trees. So just like, for example, when they harvest, we harvest by a long steps, and we hig like the trees, and like the olives, they fall down, and the women, so it's a man that they can go up to the trees, and the women, they can just collect the olives. So each one, they have like a specialty. And after, normally they take it directly to the mill. Later we will find in the village like the olive mill. So we will find it later. And just to explain to you, like in this area, so people, they have two or three kind of the olive oil. So the best one, it's like the virgin. It's the virgin that is coming from the mixed between green and brown and black color. So that is the best olive oil. And this kind of olive oil, so they of the olives, they don't give the quantity, but they give the quality. So and the people here really, so they don't like, they don't like the quality. They look just for the quantity. So they wait until all the tree getting black, and they can harvest, because they will give for him more oil. Like oil. So, and the majority of the families, they don't harvest like the trees at this moment or after, when you can see the tree is mixed in between green and brown and black color. So the families here, each family, they own like one fields. So, and people here, they live is there is some they do the commerce, and the others, so for example, they live just with livestock, animals with like fields. So, and this is one of the basic things for living here. So you need like to have to you know one big part of the or a land of the like olive trees. So that's all. If you have any question about.
Excellent, sounds good. So the men go up and sit on the trees and shake it. And
yalla.
The women get down and have
tea. Yes.
Olive is noisy.
Yalla, sounds good to me.
What colour was the house? Pink, pink. Two shades of pink. You got a light pink and a darker pink, like a sweet pink.
And then you get pink and white stripes, like yeah. Coming up.
Wow. Okay. On our left hand side, we have what was called a layer house. You've got a layer of reddy pink, then you've got a white strip, and then you've got another layer, and that's what it looks like all the way up.
We are now in Ait Ras. It's Ait Ras village. The name of this village is Ait Ras. And what is Ait Ras? It's the head village. Because this is the last village in this valley. Later we will turn down, okay? And this is the last village that we will like visit in this valley, just up. And down we will see the other villages. And all normally, as you see, like it's a very old village. And just like a few new houses by concrete. But before, the people, for example, they live just in the old house. And they build it just by mud and by rocks. You can see, for example, the like the architecture of the first like Berbers that was lived in these villages. And now, because of the problem of the rain, the water, they come inside of the house. People, they want like to build a new house by concrete and by cement. So to involve the problem of water. So really, the old houses is more better than the new houses, because in winter you can feel it be warm, and in like summer it's more like cooler in summer. So, but the other like houses by concrete is different. It's like in summer it's too hot, and in winter it's
too cold.
So. And the people living also in this village, so it's a new generation, so he's moved down to the center of Imlil, of Dimnet, so and they can do like a modest job, they work in some supermarket, or they can do small like business, they can sell little clothes in the street, or, you know, they do like a commerce. And the old, like, or the first generation, they still living in the village, and they can look just for animals and for the agriculture. So this is what about. And here it's just a Berber people that is living in this area. There is no Arabic families lived in this area.
There's no Arabic?
No Arabic.
So what
religion
are these?
So, who?
Sorry?
These are Berbers?
This is Berbers, yes. Berbers, yeah. Yeah, all, they are Berbers, even in Dimnet.
So Berbers are Muslim as well, aren't they?
Yes, they are all Muslims. So we are together.
They're not Arabic, you just mean that...
They knew the Arabic, so they knew the Islam, they are Muslim, but just a little bit the difference in the culture and language. Language is different, and the culture. So, okay, so Abdu, maybe they will explain for you a little about the...
So it's talking about Berber, the difference between Berber and Arabic. So since the beginning of the history, as the book says, that Berber was existed in Morocco. And they've been here before Arabs. And you know, because of the strategic place of Morocco, so all the civilization that touched Mediterranean countries, being touched Morocco, start with Phoenicians, Carthaginians, Romans, but the existence of Berber were in the same time when this, but they never exist any influence in the culture of the Berber. They've been living and trading with the Berber together. Then, when Islam, Islam been announced, the Muslims were in full expansion, so they want to take their religion throughout the world. So they moved to north of Africa, and actually